Lord, I thank you for your word, and I thank you for every communion chance that we have. Lord, bless us to go forward in you, hearing your word, doing all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Blow your trumpet, man.
Yeah.
Loud.
I love spending time with the Lord. I love communion because as the things we learn from him, it always takes us forward, every time. There's nothing that the Lord can't do. And whatever problem we have, anything we face, he has wisdom for it.
That's good.
I love that scripture says we're complete in him.
Whoa, yes.
And they say 7 is the number of completeness.
Wow.
And my favorite scripture is the Holy Spirit, when he come, he will guide you into all truth.
Amen.
Now we have 7 manifestations of his guidance. The Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of knowledge, wisdom, understanding, Spirit of might, and of the fear of the Lord. So whatever you need, you have the communion there. You don't need anything outside you to complete you when you have the Holy Spirit in you, guiding you.
Oh, okay.
And he manifests.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. You are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
The same power that raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you.
Yeah, resurrection power.
We have to look at the mirror of God's word.
Yeah.
We have to read that. This standard woman, by the way. We have to read that mirror to get what's in us that's perfect and totally and complete into our mind, will, and emotions and our body.
Uh-huh.
That's what we have to do.
Yeah.
We have to look at the perfect law of liberty.
The perfect
law
of liberty.
That's why Christians so many times don't real, the power's not there because they don't believe. Because it all comes, it's in us, and we got every answer. We got all God Almighty living in us, and we have to just keep our mind with you by looking at this.
Yeah.
Looking at it, becoming that image.
Yeah. I'm reading Spirit, Soul, and Body by every woman. Oh, that's the best book I've ever
seen. Oh, my God. He distinguishes it.
It's fantastic.
Mm.
And I thought I was reading it. I read it online. I said, I've read this before. Because it was it's due to me. I'm sorry, Thurston.
Yeah,
that's just
good.
What I've been reading.
And it's true.
He's a good writer.
The Word of God is our pattern, and it's inspired by the Holy Spirit. Even the 7 spirits of God, the Word of God is inspired by. And in our current situations, he's right here to speak current things we need. That's why we need his guidance.
That's good, Thurston.
When he's taking us somewhere, last week we gave this analogy about the anointing, how it's, it's like heavy equipment. Mm-hmm. When I was on the praise team, a thought came to me about Billy Graham. And the Lord said, Billy Graham is like a combine. You know, that's what comes and reaps the wheat right off the field. You know, how many know what a combine is? It's like a big, long blade, and it's a harvester. That's what it is. When you have an anointing to do something, you can do what can't be done, what a normal man can't do. And he is anointed to reap a harvest.
He is.
And so when you're anointed, you have to go where your anointing will work. You know, the time and the place. And then when you're there in obedience, your anointing is activated and it works and it can do a great work for God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people have to go where they are anointed. And I'm talking about the work. Whatever God give you to do, it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And your anointing is going to fill a great need.
Mm-hmm.
But when people traditionalize their ministry, they lose too much. And they wrestle with God because...
This guy got to be like this one. Is what he's talking
yeah,
about.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to structure it according to what they're used to.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do that with the Holy Spirit.
Can't box him in, can
you? Not good.
Not good.
And,
like you've got an anointing, the way you teach and say that. You're the only person that I know that's got that specific one. And I mean, I'm not saying this. I'm just meaning it. First time I heard you do a lesson, I was like... That's an anointing that's different than most people.
And everybody's anointing is different.
Everybody's anointing, mm-hmm. but the people are different.
Mm-hmm. Some of them are more similar than others. Yours is definitely different.
And
it's good.
It's
very good.
He taught me to follow him. And when you obey him, he prepare you for something that he wants you to do. And that's what's so unique about it. Everybody's ministry is unique, and that's without limits. The way we structure it and the way we do it, the more obedient, the more God is released in to do what he wants to do in your life.
Paul said like this, it's many members of your body.
Yeah.
That function different ways, mm-hmm. but all of them are important. Yeah.
And none of them are without limit. There's no limit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything is connected.
Mm-hmm. You can get on one ditch the other way. They're all unique and special. But if you don't work together and flow together,
yeah,
and get the same nourishment,
yeah.
your body's not going to work.
Yeah. And last week we made it, we started with verse 10 and we made it to verse 9.
Okay. He knows the chapter.
St. John chapter 17.
What chapter?
St. John 17.
Okay, every Sunday I say, what chapter are your students? You may have a student
yeah.
that wasn't here. So I always say chapter and verse.
Yeah, and Jesus is praying for us.
What was the verse?
We started at verse 10, okay. and then we backed up and stopped at verse 9. verse 9 again. He said, "I pray for them, not for the world, but for them which Thou hast given me, for they are Thine." When I read this scripture, I think about things that happen, interruptions that happen when I was not saved. There are many things that happened that could have caused my life to deviate. And the Lord always, he blessed me in those times. He interrupted my plans, gave me wisdom, and I didn't know it was him. You know, and there's something I did that when I look back on it, I wonder, how did I do that? How did I know to do this? Because it worked. My dad had bought me this bicycle and somebody stole it. So I heard who had it, so I had the police. I got the police to take me over there to see if he had it. And he got scared. And they scattered, you know. When the police cop pulled up, they were playing basketball. They just scattered, you know. Well, this guy, they said he had a gun after me. And he wanted to kill me. You know, and I had to walk home a different way. And I said, well, I got to solve this problem. So, I didn't want to involve my parents because they would have been all nervous, you know. But I said, I'm going to go find this guy. So I went and found him. And I knew that if he shot at me, I'd be mad and I'd probably shoot back. and I didn't want nobody to die over a bicycle. I'm just a kid. I'm in elementary school, you know, about the 7th or 8th grade, I guess. And so my dad had one, and I knew where it was. In those days, you just didn't let people do that. But so I didn't have a gun with me, but I went and found it. And I said, I know you stole my bicycle. I didn't steal your bicycle. I said, keep the bicycle. And that solved it. And I just told him to keep it because I didn't want it to escalate any worse. And I didn't know, you know, nobody in my family knew I did that. I went by myself, you know, I wasn't afraid,
God, that was a lot of wisdom. These kids don't do that now.
Yeah, and
they don't sit down and try to talk things out. Mm-mm. They will shoot it out
I wasn't, you know, if somebody had something that belonged to me, I wanted it back. But I believe that was the Lord's way of solving the problem so nobody got hurt. Mm-hmm. It was just a bicycle. And no man's life is worth, no bicycle is worth more than a man's life, you know. But this prayer, Jesus prayed for us. He said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world. Now,
finish that all the way out.
Huh?
Finish that all the way out.
He said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them.
Let's do that last part here.
See, and I am glorified in them.
Yes. Put that emphasis on that.
on verse 10.
On the end part.
He said, I am glorified in them. And
this is how God get his glory
on
earth, is out the supernatural body. Mm-hmm. We are a supernatural body.
Yeah.
He said, we are glory carriers.
Yeah.
We carry the glory of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, he protects us before we know it, because he has to, in order for us to one day get saved. We have to be alive, and we have to, and you know, something could have happened. I could have been in jail. I could have been hurt. I could have been killed. But the Lord prayed for us then. And through that prayer, the Lord protects us when we're still on the enemy's territory.
Amen.
You have.
I'm really concerned about the body of Christ and the glory that we carry. That's coming back. That glory is coming back in this house.
Yeah.
That people are going to be able to see the glory of God, even on our faces, even in the things we do.
Yeah.
Anybody that want to do a study on the glory, they can, because that's something so important to the body of Christ, is that we recognize the glory.
Mm-hmm.
He prayed for the glory to be in them.
Yeah.
Anything he prayed for, it will happen.
It happens. Mm-hmm. And it don't just happen after we get saved. That's why I brought that story up.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't, you know, I didn't walk around with that kind of wisdom. I believe God helped me handle that right and protected me the whole process.
Mm-hmm. He did.
And the guy, he didn't have a gun because he didn't expect for me to walk up on him. And I did it at the right time. But I believe that happened because of Jesus' prayer here. He protects us, you know, our interests. We can think of things in our lives that could have taken us off track, but it didn't.
Yeah.
And I thank God for it. Now, obedience, that's the key to everything. Willing obedience. That opens the door for you to walk the path God has for you. It takes courage to walk. It takes bravery. It takes faith. It always takes faith. And for people to get where God is going, he'll tell them what to do, but they're going to do it by their faith.
Yes.
And most of the time, it seems like it's impossible. It's never been done before. You don't know anybody that ever did this. And then when people look for solace in others, they ask them about something. All right, when the Lord give you something to do, is most of the time it's never been done, so what kind of advice are you going to get to do it? Only by the Holy Spirit. When I have concerns, I say, well, Lord, you want me to do this, and I have my concern, but I know if I know he said it, I'm going to do it. As long as I'm in faith, he confirms it through others.
Amen.
But they still don't know. They spoke by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask them, they'll tell you not to do it. Or they'll tell you another version or another way to do it.
Uh-huh.
But when the Lord does say, he's introducing new things as in his instruction. Remember, the format is in the instruction. The format is not in others. It's in the instruction. And the Holy Spirit's going to confirm it as long as you're in faith. You have to remain in faith about it.
Is that somebody's phone?
I don't know.
Y'all check your phone.
Mm-mm. Jesus said, it might be a light. He said, all mine are thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now am I no more in the world, but these are in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. So this prayer protects us. You know, the Lord can see through time when we'll be saved, and he protects our lives when we don't even know that he's protecting us. In order to fulfill, this is what happened, I believe, when that, in that situation. But as we follow God, he'll usher us into his perfect will. And it will, you know, it'll be wise. And he'll confirm it through, as long as we're in faith about it, he'll confirm it through others.
Amen.
And as you act on it, you'll know it.
Amen.
Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And when we commune with the Lord, we're communing with him, and he's relaying things to us, making it plain. And he does it for a purpose.
Amen.
Verse 24 in chapter 11, 1 Corinthians 11, he said, "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Dear Lord, I thank you for the privilege to commune with you at our will, the blessing that comes from it.
Yes.
I thank you for the dialogue, the way you give us answers and knowledge.
Yes, yes.
And Lord, I pray that you will help us to go forward and inspire our faith. Help us to do all that's in your heart, taking every step on purpose and with purpose. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise you.